Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Selling Greenville, your favorite real estate podcast here in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm your host, as always, Stan McCune, realtor right here in Greenville, South Carolina. You can find all of my contact information in the show notes if you need to reach out to me for any of your real estate needs. Just a reminder, please like, rate, review, subscribe to the show to make sure you don't miss future episodes, just to support the show. You can download episodes too. I've heard some people say to unsubscribe and resubscribe. Just make sure you do the resubscribe part, right? Or else if you just unsubscribe, you will miss future episodes. So, that's all I ask of you guys. Do that and go to my contact info in the show notes and use me as your realtor. Today, we're going to be talking about, as we close out 2025, this episode is coming out on New Year's Eve, which, by the way, Happy New Year, right? For those of you, regardless of whether it is the new year when you're listening or not, Happy New Year. I hope your 2026 is wonderful and blessed. I have some bold predictions for you guys, and we need to jump right into, again, one of my favorite episodes of the year. This was a hard one. It was hard for me because there's so much uncertainty. I've done this episode now for several years in a row, and I felt like this was the hardest one I've ever had to do because it was so like, what's going on in the market? What's going on in the economy? Are we going to have a recession? Are we not going to have a recession? There's just, and on top of everything else, what I alluded to last week is that we're missing a lot of core data from the government right now due to the government shutdown. And then on top of that, it's going to be questionable whether we can even trust all of the data that the government is going to put out there, which I didn't talk about last week, but that's also something that's in the back of my head as well, for a variety of reasons. So I have to be careful with these bold predictions. I don't tap into something that's going to be like untrackable at the end of the day. But I think I did a good job with these, and I think that you'll find this to be an entertaining episode and one we can track. Usually at the midpoint of the year, I track how we're doing, and then at the end of the year, I recap it. So let's just jump right in. I want to go right into the main thing that everyone wants to know, and that is, where are mortgage rates going? And here is my bold prediction on mortgage rates. I believe, and I've got a couple mortgage rate predictions, but I believe that the 30-year fixed rate mortgage will go into the fives at some point per Mortgage News Daily, but won't go below 5.65% at any point this year. In fact, I would be surprised if it went anywhere near 5.65. I'm expecting it to be over 6 for most of the year. But I do think that at some point, we will see it go into the fives, and it's hard to know exactly how low it will go once it does go into the fives. And so I do have to be careful with this prediction that I don't get too aggressive, right? And say, well, it's not going to go below 5.8. You know, all it takes is, if we do have a couple of soft quarters of GDP, unemployment goes up and into the high fours, like you could see mortgage rates come down quite a bit really quick. You could also see if the economy stabilizes, you could see the spread between the 10-year yield and the 30-year fixed rate mortgage could go down, and that would result in mortgage rates going down. So there's a few scenarios where rates could go down pretty aggressively, but I don't think that we're going to see them go below 5.65 at any point this year. So that's my prediction. They will go into the fives, not for the entire year, just at some point in the year, but at no point will we see them go below 5.65. And if you're watching on YouTube, you see I've got up here Mortgage News Daily. Oh, we had a slight, we just got today's rates. I'm recording this on the 16th. Again, a little early here, but that's what I'm doing so I don't have to record over the holidays. We're at 6.27% per Mortgage News Daily. That's something that, again, we've been in the sixes pretty much all year. I do think in 2026, we'll finally plunge through the ceiling of the 6% ceiling and see it go down into the fives for the first time in a very long time. But don't get too excited. It's not going to go down to 5%. It'll probably be the high fives. And if we're fortunate, it'll get close to 5.65. Number two on here, I believe that the median sales price will rise 2 to 5% for the year in Greenville. That's a bullish forecast, okay? That is a very bold prediction. Most people are not predicting that the greater Greenville prices will be, you know, between 2% and 5%. But I am bullish. We saw greater appreciation this year based on the median sales price than we expected. And I think that that's going to happen again this upcoming year. 2 to 5%, which is going to be a whole lot more than most of the country. Now, the Northeast, there's a lot going on in the Northeast. Prices are still going crazy there. There's a few little pockets. But in a lot of the country, they're not seeing this level of appreciation. I think Greenville will. We've seen some good momentum in recent months. And I think that that's going to continue, especially if we see mortgage rates start to trickle down a little bit. I think that we'll really see prices start to increase at more of a normal clip, right? 2 to 5%. That's pretty normal numbers for Greenville. That's not too crazy. Those are numbers that people can be comfortable with. So that's what we're looking at here. Number three, I believe that inventory will continue to increase, but month supply won't go any higher than 4.7 months after revisions. I don't see us having month supply of inventory going into the sixes. And I put after revisions, right, because we talk about this a lot. When GJR comes out with their market stats, the most recent month is always higher than it should be, and it needs to get revised in the next month. So 4.7 months after revisions. And I think eventually, part of this prediction as well, we will see year-on-year decreases in total inventory, okay? So we're going to see inventory increasing, but at some point, we will see a decrease, finally, all right? We've had years and years of increases. I do believe that 2026 is the year that stops and that we start to see that curve come down. And like I said, we'll see month supply probably rise a little bit, but it's not going to get too crazy. It's probably around 4.1 right now. I don't see it going above 4.7 at any point this year. Number four, I had one about Greenville County this last year. I'm going to give you another one from Greenville County, right? And I kind of alluded to it in last week's episode, but now I'm going to double down on. I believe that Greenville County will start discussing and maybe even impose within the year. Probably not, but they'll at least start discussing and putting out there and putting in the media that they're going to start putting restrictions and or taxes county level on short-term rentals, Airbnbs, Vrbos, all of that. That is the direction this is going, right? And Greenville County has basically commissioned to do a study on short-term rentals. Listen, we know where that's going. They're not going to do a study on short-term rentals and then say, huh, short-term rentals are fine. We don't need to do anything about them. We're not losing any money on these things. No. They're going to absolutely do a study that's going to tell them whatever it is that they want to hear, and then they're going to start either restricting Airbnbs or taxing them. That is what's going to happen. Get ready for it now. Talk to your county council person now, because I would love to be wrong about this prediction, because it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. But brace yourselves. If you don't get on the horn with your county council person, it's going to happen. It will happen. Prediction number five. I believe the spread between the five-year ARM and the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage will go over a percentage point at some time this year. I'm going to pull up, and I forgot that I was still screen sharing here. If you're on YouTube, you can see this. But I've got from Bankrate a nice little graph that kind of shows the 30-year fixed rate mortgage, which per there, let me refresh this real quick to see if I can get this updated. This is not my favorite website in the world, but it shows it the most clearly out of the ones that I've seen at least. So it's got the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. It says on average is 6.29%. Again, these are all averages. You might be way higher. You might be way lower. Talk to your banker about that. Talk to your mortgage lender about that. So they have the 30-year fixed rate mortgage at 6.29%. And they have the 5-1 ARM, which is what we're talking about here, at 5.54%. What I am saying, so currently they're apart by, you know, roughly what, 75 basis points. I'm predicting that the spread between them will balloon to over 100 basis points. So let's say that the 30-year fixed rate mortgage is at 6.29%. The 5-year ARM will be no higher than 5.29%, just for illustrative purposes. Now, we're not there yet, right? That's why it's a bold prediction. We haven't had a spread like that in quite some time, but I do think it's coming. And the reason why it's coming is that the Federal Reserve, Trump is going to get his own guy in there as the chairman. He's going to replace Powell, although Powell was his guy at one time. And he's going to get someone else in there that's going to want to aggressively lower rates. But the thing is that if the Fed lowers their rates and the bond market doesn't agree with what the Fed's doing, the 30-year fixed rate mortgage won't go down. And it could even go up, to be honest. That's exactly what just happened a few weeks ago when the Federal Reserve lowered their Fed funds rate. Mortgage rates actually went up. However, the Federal Reserve, when they lower their rates, that does cause the ARM rates to come down. It also affects HELOCs too, if you are getting a home equity line of credit. And so what we could see happen is we could see the ARM, those adjustable rate mortgages, start to really go down quite a bit, way, way faster than the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. And so I think that there's going to be a big gap at some point this year between those two. I could see it going all the way to 150 basis point difference. Now, I'm not going to make that sort of a prediction. That's insane. That's because that's double what the spread is between them now, but that would not shock me. And if that happens, you're going to hear a lot of people talking about adjustable rate mortgages. But I'm predicting at some point, the spread between them is going to be at least a full percentage point difference between the two of them. And we will track it, and I'll let you guys know. Number six on here, I'm predicting that there's not going to be any major uptick in foreclosures or short sales. Year to date, okay, right now as I'm pulling this data, and I apologize, I have to type something in here. Year to date, there are 74 foreclosures and 50 short sales that have been in the Greater Greenville Multiple Listing Service. Now, we aren't quite at the end of the year yet. So let's assume those go up slightly to like 77 and 53. That gives us a nice round number of 130 total foreclosures plus short sales over the course of the entire year. Okay. That's not very many, by the way, right? And I'll put that in context here in a second. I'm not expecting next year to exceed those numbers by more than 10%. So next year's foreclosures plus short sales, I think, will remain below roughly 145 for the entire year. And so what does that all equate to? To put it all in context, the roughly 130 foreclosures and short sales in 2025 equaled less than 0.5% of inventory this past year. It equaled 0.42% of our inventory. That's nothing. That's nothing. We had tens of thousands of units of housing come through in our multiple listing service, and only 130 of them were foreclosures or short sales. It's basically none. Basically no foreclosures or short sales. And so I'm saying that there's not going to be a meaningful uptick in those. And that's why the median sales price, why I don't see the median sales price coming down, right? I'm predicting it's going to be 2 to 5% higher for this year, for this upcoming year, than it was in 2025. It's because we need foreclosures for that to meaningfully come down. Right. The other way it could meaningfully come down is if builders really start to dramatically reduce their pricing. But I feel like they're kind of where they need to be. I don't feel like builders can come down too much more. And so this is kind of some of what I'm looking at. Prediction number seven, my bold prediction, I believe the housing affordability index will return to 100 at some point this year. If you've listened to any episodes I've done in the past, we talk about housing affordability index a good bit. We want it to be 100. 100 means that the median household income can afford the median priced home. And it's been below 100 for a long time now. I believe that it will actually go above at 2 or above 100 at some point in 2026. I'm not saying for the entire year. I'm just saying that we'll have at least a month or two where it does that. I think that we're going to mainly see that as a byproduct of incomes going up and mortgage rates slightly coming down, even if they just come down just a little bit, right? If we saw mortgage rates come down to 6% from 6.27 where they are right now, that would probably get us to 100 right now. So we're not that far away. We're really close, and we need to get there. Number eight, new construction will remain cheaper than existing homes for the majority of 2026. I'm going to turn to InfoSparks here. And I apologize. I've been screen sharing this whole time. I didn't mean to do that. For those on YouTube, maybe you find that interesting, maybe not. But I'm going to show you what has been happening with prices with new construction. So here we have the median sales prices, which you can see if you're watching on YouTube. And you can see the purple or magenta, whatever that is, new construction price, and then the blue existing home sale price. Historically, new construction's always been more expensive than existing home sales. Well, that trend reversed very briefly in 2021, kind of went back to normal. And then in 2024, it reversed again. And it's basically been reversed ever since then. So we've got new construction is cheaper than resale homes right now. And I believe that they will remain cheaper than resales for the majority of 2026. We're going to continue to see, you know, there's so much new construction right now. They're competing. They're competing with each other. They're competing with the market. One of their main value propositions, because most people are not wanting new construction right now for a variety of reasons. And so what the builders have to do is they have to lower their prices. And so they've done that. You can see that. Prices, you know, you look at the magenta, it topped out in 2022 and prices have come down since then. That's not the case for existing home sales. Existing home sales have continued to go up since 2022, even in this environment. And so I think new construction is going to continue to be the more affordable option between the two for the majority of 2026. Let's look at showings to pending. And I'm going to modify this a little bit. I don't really like how it's showing this if you're looking on YouTube, but regardless, this will, let's see. Okay, we'll just stick with this. I believe that the number of showings until a home is under contract will increase to an average of 8 plus showings for the year, okay? Right now, we're at 7, and we've been at 7 for most months in the year. We did have, you know, January was 9 showings, February was 8, March was 8, but then most of the rest of the year, we've been at 7 showings until a home goes under contract. Here's the thing. In a seller's market, there's more showings. In a buyer's market, there's fewer showings. And so the more it flips towards the seller, the more showings we end up having. And so this is a good metric of where the market is. I do think, you know, 7 and below is where it starts to get. That's kind of the line for a buyer's market is what it feels like. I think we're going to see this hop up to 8 and above for the upcoming year. So your homes that you sell in 2026, I'm predicting they're going to have more showings than they had in 2025. Last but not least, I believe that two-bedroom homes will lose value. And I need to switch this back over to sales price. I believe that two-bedroom homes are going to lose value over the course of this year, and 4-bedroom homes will see greater than 4% increase in the median sales price, all right? Here's the thing. 2-bedroom homes, you look at, you know, if you're looking on YouTube, I've got a chart up here in InfoSparks. You can see 2-bedroom, 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom. 2-bedroom homes have really have continued to go up in value, but they've really stalled out in recent years. And 3-bedroom has a bit as well, if we're going to be honest. Really, a lot of what we've seen pushing home prices up is 4-bedroom homes. And I think that that's going to continue. I think 2-bedroom homes are going to actually see their median sales price go down in 2026, and 4-bedroom homes are going to see the median sales price go up by a lot, by 4%. And I think that that's going to drive much of the market in Greenville. And then, you know, 3-bedroom homes will continue to go up as well. So currently 4-bedroom homes the past 12 months have gone up 3.4%. 2-bedroom homes have not gone up in value at all the past 12 months. I'm saying that next year they're going to go down in value. if you're curious, if you're just listening and you can't see it, three bedroom homes went up 2.2% the past 12 months. So I'm not going to make any prediction on three bedrooms. That's hard to predict, but I am going to make predictions on the twos and the fours, and we'll see. It'll be exciting to track all of this and to see what exactly happens. There's a lot to consider, but those are my bold predictions for 2026. I want to get 10 out of 10 correct. Actually, I want to get 9 out of 10 correct. I don't want that Greenville County Airbnb one to be true. I think it will be true, but I don't want it to be true. So hopefully I'll get 9 out of 10. And you guys can look at and be like, wow, he's a wizard. He was just wrong about Greenville County because Greenville County actually did the right thing for once. That would be great. And I hope that that's what happens. Thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Thank you for watching and listening for this entire year. If you're one of those that have been listening the entire year, thank you. Really, really appreciate all of you listeners. You guys are always fantastic. I get so many messages and comments on social media and whatnot, and it warms my heart. And it's been a great year of podcasting for all of you guys. We got much more planned for 2026. It's going to be a busy year. I'm going to be traveling a good bit. I'm on the South Carolina Association of Realtors Leadership Academy this year. That's going to involve monthly travel and just kind of preparing people for leadership within the Realtor Association. And in addition to that, I've got other things going on. It's going to be a busy year, but I am going to continue to produce weekly episodes for you guys. And I hope that you guys enjoy it. And I hope that you have a blessed and incredible 2026. Thank you so much again for watching and listening. Please like, rate, review, subscribe. Look in the contact, look for my contact information in the show notes if you need a realtor in this area, in the Greenville area. And we will talk again in 2026. See you guys next year.